This is Tony Lomo. Praise the Lord. We're reading through the Bible. Right now we're in the book of Genesis, and this is chapter 23. Let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to bless chapter 23 and open our souls, Father God. Open our hearts, our souls, our spirit, our mind, the mind of our spirits to receive everything that you've had for us from before the world began. Lord God, let it cut into us in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go.
Chapter 23, King James Version, verse 1 and 2. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Commentary, The Burial of Sarah, verse 1 and 2. When Sarah was 127 years old, she died at Kiriath Arba, now called Hebron, in the land of Canaan. There Abraham mourned and wept for her. King James Version, verse 3 and 4. And Abraham stood up from before his dead, and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. Commentary, verse 3 and 4. Then, leaving her body, he went to the Hittite elders and said, quote, Here I am, a stranger in a foreign land, with no place to bury my wife. Please let me have a piece of land for a burial plot. King James Version, verse 5 and 6. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my lord, thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. Commentary, verse 5 and 6. The Hittites replied to Abraham, quote, Certainly, for you are an honored prince among us. It will be a privilege to have you choose the finest of our tombs so you can bury her there. King James Version, verse 7. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. Commentary, verse 7. Then Abraham bowed down before them and said, King James Version, verse 8 and 9. And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field. For as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. Commentary, verse 8 and 9. Quote, Since this is how you feel, be so kind as to ask Ephron, son of Zohar, to let me have the cave of Machpelah, down at the end of this field. I want to pay the full price, of course, whatever is publicly agreed upon, so I may have a permanent burial place for my family. King James Version, verse 10. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Commentary, verse 10, Ephron was sitting there among the others, and he answered Abraham as the others listened, speaking publicly before all the elders of the town. King James Version, verse 11, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein, I give it thee. In the presence of the sons of my people give I it thee. Bury thy dead. Commentary, verse 11. Quote, No, sir, he said to Abraham, please listen to me. I will give you the cave and the field. Here in the presence of my people I give it to you. Go and bury your dead. King James Version, verse 12 and 13. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land, and he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. Commentary, verse 12 and 13. Abraham bowed again to the people of the land, and replied to Ephron as everyone listened. Quote, No, listen to me, he insisted. I will buy it from you. Let me pay the full price for the field, so I can bury my dead there. King James Version, verse 14. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, Commentary, verse 14, Well, Ephron answered. King James Version, verse 15, My Lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. Commentary, verse 15, The land is worth 400 pieces of silver, but what is that between friends? Go ahead and bury your dead. King James Version, verse 16. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. Commentary, verse 16. So Abraham paid Ephron the amount he had suggested, 400 pieces of silver, as was publicly agreed. King James Version, verse 17. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field, and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure unto Abraham for a possession, in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of his city. Commentary, verse 17 and 18. He bought the plot of land belonging to Ephron at Machpelah, near Mamre. This included the field, the cave that was in it, and all the trees nearby.
This is the land that's in Canaan, and so Abraham wanted to have some possession of it during his lifetime, so he bought that piece of land in Canaan so that it was established that he had, was not a person that didn't have property in Canaan. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Verse 18, commentary, they became Abraham's personal possession by the agreement made in the presence of the Hittite elders at the city gate.
That's why there's so much to do about that. He purchased it, it's his, and he bought it there, and, you know, it belongs to him. It just keeps sort of repeating itself, you know. But it's really wanted to establish that he had a piece of real estate in Canaan. And then what else? Abraham did.
King James Version, verse 19. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan.
See, in the land of Canaan. Amen?
Amen.
That's Canaan land. He was the first Jew there. Amen?
Amen.
And and Sarah was the first Jew buried there. Amen?
Amen.
And it talks about it in the 50th chapter of the book of Genesis, where Joseph was speaking about that, or they were speaking about that with Joseph's bones. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Commentary, verse 19. So Abraham buried Sarah there in Canaan, in the cave of Machpelah, near Mamre, which is at Hebron.
Right in Canaan land. Okay, then what else?
King James Version, verse 20. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Heth. Commentary, verse 20. The field and the cave were sold to Abraham by the Hittites as a permanent burial place.
Permanent. He put a, you know, it's just like us going to the moon and putting a flag, United States flag there. Amen?
Amen.
It's U.S. property, that they say, you know. Well, he put his wife there in Canaan land. All right, praise the Lord. Then what?
Commentary on chapter 23, verse 2. Kirjath Arba. The city, the quote, city of Arba, end quote, was the earlier name for Hebron, named for a former great chieftain, Arba, who had settled there. Joshua 14:15. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war.
See, everything establishes itself in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Commentary on chapter 23, verse 3. The sons of Heth, 10:15, apparently are the Hittites, who years before had moved south from Asia Minor, dispossessing the earlier occupants, the sons of Arba. Genesis 10:15. And Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth. Chapter 23, verses 4 through 20. A fascinating observation of Near Eastern bargaining.
Right, where they were, we don't want any money, we're going to give it to you for free. That was just so much baloney. Abraham knew them very well and knew he was going to pay for it. Okay, then go ahead.
Abraham was very aware that the Hittites did not intend to give him a free burial ground, nor would he have dared to accept their pretended offer.
You know, that's the way the Middle Easterners are. They'll tell you, let me buy you this or that, but they say, oh, no, you know, I'll take care of it myself, or let me buy you, you know. They don't mean what they're saying. Okay, then what?
The issue at stake. Will Abraham gain a permanent holding in Canaan, or will he remain a landless dependent? Chapter 23, verses 14 and 15. Bargaining from a position of strength, Ephron carefully slipped his exorbitant price, 400 shekels of silver.
Which was exorbitant. It was ridiculous for a little piece of land out there. But he was so benevolent, you know, going to give it to Abraham. All right, then what?
Ephron carefully slipped his exorbitant price, 400 shekels of silver, into the delicate negotiations. Chapter 23, verse 19. Sarah's bones in Canaan testified to possessing the promise. See Joseph's request in Genesis 50:25. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence.
Amen. Didn't want to be buried. He wanted to be buried in Canaan land. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. That was chapter 23. And the Lord willing, we'll be doing chapter 24 tomorrow. Until then, God bless you real well.